News is coming up next here on WCCO Minneapolis St. Paul.
Take a look at Smalley's Mazda.
9.9% financing on over 100 trucks in stock from just $59.95. Only at Maury's Mazda.
Take a look.
Highway 12 near 494 in Minnetonka.
WCCO Radio's 5 o'clock news. This is Dick Chapman. It is still unclear how many people died in the mishap involving the nuclear core at the Soviet nuclear power plant north of the Ukrainian city of Kiev. The Soviet news agency TASS says there were two fatalities and admits evacuations are underway in the area around the reactor. Unofficial sources in Kiev indicate the death toll could be as high as 2,000, with many more suffering from radiation sickness and 10 to 15,000 people being involved and evacuated. Minnesota Congressman Bruce Vento, a member of the Congressional Task Force that investigated following the incident at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant in this country, talked with WCCO Radio News this afternoon following a briefing by the U.S. Energy Department's Secretary for Nuclear Energy.
There are some things we don't know about this, but generally we do have some reactors that are similar in our country, that is, graphite-moderated reactors. They have the nuclear fuel cells in graphite. And what happened here is, of course, it lost its cooling capability and burst through the graphite, started a slow-burning fire in that way. So you got really the reactor core with the rods in it on fire, and they're trying to put that fire out.
The Minnesota congressman says Washington still doesn't have an accurate assessment on the extent of the Soviet disaster because Soviet officials aren't sharing information with us. But Vento says there are clear implications for the United States.
We're just waiting, trying to find more information, and we did look at, we do have, as I said, similar reactors in the United States, although most of ours are containment vessels. One graphite-moderated reactor at Hanford is not in a containment vessel, so, you know, I mean, what we're looking here is trying to understand whether we have similar types of risks and what the nature of this problem was that occurred. And here is the second incident now where obviously a reactor has lost its cooling capability. That's what really happened at TMI. That's what happened here. And so,
Vento's reference was the Department of Defense nuclear reactor in Hanford, Washington. Meanwhile, the Environmental Protection Agency is asking health departments around the nation to step up radiation monitoring as a precaution. Buddy Ferguson is a spokesman for the Minnesota Health Department.
We've been asked to do some additional sampling of precipitation, milk, and air as part of our involvement in an emergency network, testing network that's operated by the Environmental Protection Agency. That's going to be testing in addition to some routine testing we normally do around nuclear power plants and so on. I use the word emergency advisedly in that we really don't expect to see any serious problems here. We haven't actually gotten any official data on what the levels of radiation were in Sweden that were measured there. But taking into consideration the fact that any radiation that's going to come our way is going to have to come all the way over the pole, there's going to be a lot of dilution of that.
Minnesota Health Department spokesman Buddy Ferguson. We would emphasize again that changes in radiation monitoring in Minnesota were at the request of the Environmental Protection Agency strictly as a precautionary measure. And CBS will provide an update on the Soviet nuclear power plant disaster within the hour. You'll hear that special report live here on WCCO Radio at 5:40. It's 3 minutes past five. Our Twin City temperature is 68 degrees.
If you could hear the sound of a clogged fuel injector, it might sound like this. It can make your car slow, sluggish, unresponsive. If you could hear the sound of a clean fuel injector, it might sound like this. It can give your car better acceleration, power, performance. All grades of Mobil Unleaded keep fuel injectors clean, but just two tankfuls of high-octane Mobil Super Unleaded with its advanced detergent formula can actually start to unclog dirty fuel injectors to help prevent rough idling, hesitating, stalling, giving your car a new injection of power. So remember, if you want your car to perform better, fill up with Mobil Super Unleaded, the high-octane gasoline with a plus. It can unclog dirty fuel injectors and help keep them clean. And what could be a bigger plus than that?
Minnesota Governor Perpich has declared what amounts to a foreclosure moratorium until the state appeals court clears up some confusion over the new farmer-lender mediation law. WCCO's Eric Escala reports live from the Capitol.
Well, Dick, the 1986 legislature passed a bill creating mandatory mediation between farmers and lenders before a foreclosure can take place. But a court challenge is underway in Blooming Prairie to determine if the law covers foreclosures prior to March 22nd. That issue is now before the state appeals court, with a ruling not expected until late May or June. Governor Perpich says the law was meant to cover all farmers, not just the foreclosure cases arising after the bill was signed. And he wants lenders to stop foreclosure efforts begun prior to March 22nd until the appeals court rules. If not, the governor says he's ready to step in himself and create a moratorium.
If my statement does not work, I am prepared to issue an executive order to sheriffs and other law enforcement personnel ordering them not to carry out foreclosures until the appeal court rules.
Agriculture Commissioner Jim Nichols claims Farm Credit Services, the state's largest farm lender, is using the loophole to push hundreds of foreclosures through the process. But the communications director for Farm Credit Services in St. Paul, Betty Borman, says the foreclosures could not happen that fast.
I don't believe that that's the intent or the case of any of our associations. Foreclosures are very long processes, and they're very hard ones to speed up and move quickly.
The Perpich administration wants to enter the Blooming Prairie case as a friend of the court to argue that the mediation law should be retroactive to foreclosures begun before March 22nd. Eric Escala, WCCO Radio News, live at the Capitol.
The U.S. Agriculture Department has said no to congressional pleas for the orderly marketing of dairy cows under the Whole Herd Dairy Buyout Program. We get details from our Washington correspondent, Diana Winthrop.
Congressmen on the House Agriculture Panel unleashed a torrent of complaints about USDA's handling of the dairy termination program during committee hearings. Committee members' charges ranged from intentional manipulation of the market to charges of incompetence and mismanagement on the part of USDA. The new law requires USDA to purchase 400 million pounds of red meat over 18 months to offset pound for pound the effects of the additional beef coming onto the market from the dairy termination program. USDA told the committee the department is complying with the law to purchase the legal amount in the proper time frame. Critical committee members accused the department of intentionally mismanaging the program to drive beef prices down. Congressman Tim Penny says the evidence the committee received points to that conclusion. Penny accused the department of playing politics with the program.
They make all of those purchases at the tail end. It's going to have the effect of boosting prices just before the election. And clearly that could be perceived as a very cagey political move on their part. Drive those prices down all through the summer, clobber people all through the summer, and then give them a little sweetener just before the election and hope that they forgot about how badly they were treated earlier.
USDA officials at the committee hearing refused congressional requests to spread out evenly the purchase of red meat required under the law. Penny says the department's bunching of purchases will drive prices so low it will reduce the number of cattle producers and eventually will result in higher beef prices. On Capitol Hill, I'm Diana Winthrop for WCCO Radio News.
Under a pilot project, some non-dangerous county jail prisoners could be getting some outdoor work experience this summer. The program, called Sentencing to Service, gives judges an alternative sentence for non-violent property offenders. Corrections Commissioner Orville Pung says those prisoners will be put to work on projects supervised by the Department of Natural Resources. Pung says it gives the prisoners something to do and relieves crowding in the county jail.
It seems like a win-win situation because the taxpayer benefits, the land benefits, the offenders, rather than sitting around and watching as the world turns on TV in their county jail, can be out doing something positive and constructive.
DNR Commissioner Joe Alexander says the prisoners will work on clean-up, fix-up projects on state parks and rivers.
We've joked a little bit about it. ORF has the manpower, and we have the jobs that need doing. And this is not going to destroy anyone's job. It's not going to keep anyone from coming back off of layoff. These are just the things that you see out there and that I see that are not getting done, that should be done, and it's giving us an opportunity to be able to do that.
The pilot project will be tried in the Grand Rapids and New Ulm areas, and if it works there, will be implemented statewide. After 9 months and 100 interviews, a study of teenage pregnancies in Minneapolis was released today by the League of Women Voters. WCCO's Kiri Sandham reports.
The study shows a nearly 7% increase in teen pregnancies in Minneapolis from 1980 to 84. Nearly 10% of secondary school-aged females in Minneapolis become pregnant each year, and this group gives birth to more than 200 babies each year. Last school year, there were 276 mothers in Minneapolis public schools. There are no figures on the number dropping out because of pregnancy. Most Minneapolis teen births come from minorities, but actual pregnancies are nearly equal amongst whites and blacks. Study co-chair Pam Barrett says while teen sexual activity is way up, Minneapolis services do not appear adequate to handle problems in self-esteem and future orientation for the girls.
Many of them are looking for something to love them. Many of them are seeing it as their role in life to have a baby and adolescence and to raise that child. I think we're also seeing, especially for the minority community, a lack of eligible males to marry for these girls. And they simply see their future as raising children as a single parent.
But Barrett says most teen pregnancies are accidents. She doesn't find that surprising since the average Minneapolis student gets only 3 weeks of sex education in 12 years. The league says the solution, in great part, is political, and it plans to announce its position at the end of May. Kiri Sandham, WCCO Radio News.
This is just in from Washington. A Reagan administration source says U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded a chemical explosion caused the Soviet nuclear reactor to melt down in the worst nuclear accident in history. The source says the accident happened Saturday, 2 days before it was reported by the Soviets, and contaminated an area 10 miles around the plant. Reportedly, the reactor is still on fire, and a building housing another reactor is in danger. Twin Cities weather forecast, cloudy tonight, some sprinkles this evening, a good chance of heavier showers and thunderstorms later tonight through tomorrow morning. Then back to fair to partly cloudy tomorrow night and Thursday. The overnight low 53, the high tomorrow 65, high on Thursday call it 66. Right now a south wind at 7 miles per hour, humidity is 50%, and it's 67 degrees. That's the latest. Dick Chapman, WCCO Radio News.
Imagine for a moment that you have a baby, but this is not an ordinary baby. This one doesn't change, doesn't mature. It continues to be unhappy, often demanding, self-centered, irresponsible. Can you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine how awful it would be? If there's an alcoholic or drug abuser in your life, you don't have to imagine it, you're living it. If you're sick and tired of caring for a chemically dependent person, there are two things you should know. First of all, chemical dependency is a disease. Secondly, it can be treated and treated successfully. To find out how, you can call this telephone number, 291-3434. It's a direct line to information on the chemical dependency programs at St. Mary's and St. Joseph's. Both hospitals are proving that alcoholics and drug abusers can recover, they can grow up, and their loved ones can get relief. St. Mary's and St. Joseph's, the Carondelet Community Hospitals.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Moscow's official death count in the Ukrainian nuclear power plant disaster is two persons killed during the accident, according to a Soviet government statement. But that is disputed by U.S. Arms Control Administrator Kenneth Edelman, who says that given the magnitude of the accident, the Soviet report of two dead is, frankly, preposterous. Reagan administration sources say one of four nuclear reactors at Chernobyl apparently began melting down on Saturday, and the resulting fire is still burning, spewing radioactive particles into the atmosphere. Acting Assistant Energy Secretary James Vaughan told Congress today that the administration sees no danger to this country.
This particular event in that location, with the circumstances we know, should have no effect on the environment in the United States or the health and safety of our public.
The State Department is offering technical and medical aid to the Soviets and calling on them to provide more information about the accident. Nuclear power experts in Sweden and West Germany say the Soviets have asked them for help. Direct air service between the United States and the Soviet Union resumed today, but the diplomatic significance of the arrival of the first Aeroflot flight in 5 years was overshadowed by the crisis that flight left behind. Hampton Pearson reports from Washington.
As the 75 passengers exited the aircraft, they were besieged by questions about the reactor accident. And when asked about reports that the death toll may top 2,000, the Deputy Minister of Civil Aviation, Mikhail Timofeyev, speaking through an interpreter, challenged those claims.
These figures in no way reflect the accident. The figures are in the tens. That have been injured in one way or another.
Tens meaning hundreds or just tens?
Tens.
100.
A hundred. Under a hundred. Under a hundred, yes.
The Soviet spokesman said his information was official, but would not say where it came from. Hampton Pearson, CBS News, Washington.
Feeling good is important to me. I jog every day, watch my weight, and I use Murine.
Murine has nothing but relief.
Murine is the only leading eye drop that doesn't add vasoconstrictors that limit how often you can use them. Murine adds nothing but relief.
Without those added ingredients, I can feel good about soothing my eyes with Murine anytime.
Murine adds nothing but relief.
Use as directed.
Hello in there.
Yes?
Why isn't Sears open yet?
Sir, it's 3 a.m.
Oh, well, I just didn't want to miss it.
I know, the May suit-up special.
Right, Sears May suit-up specials.
Must be special.
Yeah, two-piece suits for just $69.
Really?
And two-piece polyester and wool suits for just $79 while quantities last.
So you got here early.
Right.
Like all those other guys.
Other guys?
Hey, get a line.
Hey, wait,
your turn.
There's more for your life.
During our new century.
At Sears.
The fallout from the Soviet nuclear mishap rained on Wall Street today, Doug Poling reports.
For many investors, the accident in the Soviet Union brought back unpleasant memories of what happened to their money after the Three Mile Island disaster here in this country. Nuclear power-related stocks fell sharply back then, and it happened again today. Ricky Harrington, an analyst with Interstate Securities in Charlotte, North Carolina, says there could be more selling.
I think the longer-term ramifications of this news are going to be negative for the utility industry and the nuclear power industry as a whole.
Some analysts say it's not a fair comparison that U.S. nuclear power plants have much better safeguards than their Soviet counterparts, but investors were taking no chances. Stocks in companies that sell nuclear equipment, such as General Electric and Kerr-McGee, sold off. So did many utilities that use nuclear energy to generate electricity. Analysts say the accident has made investors nervous, and that was enough to start a selling wave. Doug Poling, CBS News, New York.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed out the day down nearly 18 points at 1825.89. Volume on the New York Exchange totaled 149 million shares. NASA has ended the search for pieces of Space Shuttle Challenger's booster rockets. This after what's described as a significant component was recovered yesterday. Officials say a salvage ship has returned to port with a rocket section that includes the lower half of the burn-through joint area. Now this.
You can trust for auto, home, life, and business insurance.
America, babies in liberty, Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Motorcraft quality parts from Ford, tested on some of the world's toughest racetracks on weekends, so they don't test you the rest of the week. Motorcraft races with success to give your car dependable performance. Motorcraft quality spark plugs, batteries, filters, and motor oil are designed to meet the demanding needs of the race course. So regardless of the kind of car or truck you drive, Motorcraft exceeds the need. Motorcraft from Ford. Quality products for all makes of cars and trucks.
A major fire has caused an as-yet undetermined amount of damage to the main branch of the Los Angeles Public Library. Officials say the fire broke out in an area that houses works of fiction, magazines, and microfilm. It burned out of control for hours. People were evacuated safely, but at least a dozen firefighters were hurt. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
This is Cannon. 18 minutes past 5 at CCNO. This hour in the Twin Silver Sweepstakes, if we announce your name on Cannon, you could win Twins ducats. Din for two, and we'll give you some gasoline. All right, let's see. We got some other things to do, Morgue.
Tom, what's going to happen tonight?
Tonight on CCO, the Twins go to New York, take on the Yankees, 6:15. Tomorrow on CCO, Project Lifesaver continues with Evie Teagan, Executive Director of the Minnesota Seatbelt Coalition, talking with Boone and Erickson at 8:20 tomorrow morning.
Hi, Roger Erickson here for Eddie Webster's on the Strip in Bloomington, the People's Choice Restaurant for over 20 years. And Thursdays in the cabaret is ladies' night. That's when all ladies get free champagne. And that's when you can register for Color My World. The prize, an RCA big screen TV from North End Machine, Rice Street, St. Paul. That's a $4,000 item. So ladies' night or any night or any day. It's Eddie Webster's.
Mike Lynch has a weather forecast.
Yes, Steve-O, some low pressure is moving in, and so we're going to get some showers and thunderstorms tonight. Most of the heavier showers and thunderstorms will come in late tonight. Until then, we'll just see a few sprinkles around the area. And then it looks like tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms in the morning, some partial clearing in the afternoon, and we're looking at a low tonight in the Twin Cities of about 53, high tomorrow about 65. Then clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night and Thursday, low tomorrow night about 43, and the high Thursday with some sunshine about 66. Southeast winds 10 to 20 tonight, and north to northwest winds at 10 to 25, and gusty tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Right now, Uno, Virginia, partly cloudy and 73.
Yes.
There's central Virginia.
Yeah.
And in the Twin Cities, our high today was 70. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 67.
You do wonderful work, Michael, but of course,
You're easily pleased.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, let's do this.
I'm Leonard Russo, new chef at Stone Wings Restaurant in Bloomington. Living and working in downtown Minneapolis, I found a lot of great places to eat. But it seems the farther you get from downtown, the fewer your choices. So for people who live or work out here, we're making Stone Wings something special. We're cutting our own meats and fish every day, and use only fresh herbs and fresh seasonal vegetables. Soups, sauces, and dressings, even our mayonnaise are made from scratch. Everything we do is designed to bring you fine dining at a moderate price. If you live or work downtown, you've got Murray's, Fagry's, the Rosewood Room, a lot of other places to go. But if you live or work near us, 494 and Highway 100, should really give Stone Wings a try. We're bringing fine dining to our relaxed and comfortable suburban location, and we're doing it for a lot less money than you'd expect. Please join us.
Enjoy fine dining at Stone Wings Restaurant in Bloomington, Normandale Boulevard, just south of 494.
Tim Morland with WCCO Radio Sports at 521, brought to you by Metro Sales in the Metro Manor. Let's take a look at the NFL draft, which began this morning at 7 o'clock and is still going on. The Vikings, here's the rundown on them to this point. First round, 14th overall pick, Gerald Robinson, a defensive end, 6'3", 250 out of Auburn. Then on the fourth round, because the Vikings dealt away rounds 2 and 3, fourth round, Joe Phillips, a defensive lineman from SMU. The Giants made a trade with the Vikings today. Minnesota able to acquire for a couple of draft choices. Offensive tackle Gary Zimmerman. Zimmerman's a big guy, 6'5", 280 pounds. He played 2 years with the LA Express in the U.S. Football League. He is now a free agent. The Giants had his rights. He's an outdoor sort of a guy. He's from Oregon. Said he didn't want to play in New York. Was interested in Minnesota. Also, the possibility of his playing in San Diego existed. It turned up to be Minnesota. They say he is a dominating lineman. We'll find out. So Gary Zimmerman still has to be signed by the Vikings, as do the draft choices, Gerald Robinson and Joe Phillips. Green Bay. Packers didn't have a first round. Second round, they took Kenneth Davis, the running back who was suspended at TCU after the first game. Number three, Robbie Bosco, the outstanding quarterback from Brigham Young. And on the fourth round, the Packers took Tim Harris, an outside linebacker from Memphis State. We'll have a further update on the draft at 6:05. The number one choice in the draft today, of course, no surprise, Tampa Bay selecting running back Bo Jackson out of Auburn. Then Atlanta grabbed Tony Casillas, the defensive lineman from Oklahoma. Jim Everett, the Purdue quarterback, went to Houston as the third overall pick. John Hand, the Vikings liked him, a defensive lineman from Alabama, taken by Indianapolis after they engineered the trade with Dallas for quarterback Gary Hogaboom yesterday. St. Louis surprised people a bit by taking Anthony Bell, a linebacker from Michigan State. The sixth overall choice was Jim Dombrowski by New Orleans, an offensive lineman from Virginia. Kansas City selected Brian Joswiak, a 300-pound offensive tackle from West Virginia. Then San Diego, with the Vikings' first-round choice, selected defensive end Leslie O'Neal out of Oklahoma State.
Pittsburgh on the ninth choice, John Reinstra, an offensive guard from Temple. And Keith Byers did go on the first round. Ohio State's running back went to Buddy Ryan and the Eagles as the 10th overall choice. A couple of other notes, the 12th overall choice by Detroit quarterback Chuck Long out of Iowa. Iowa had three first-round selections, going 16th to Buffalo, running back Ronnie Harmon, and finally Mike Haight, an offensive lineman, 275-pounder to the Jets as the 22nd overall choice. As for trades today, the Giants sent Mark Haynes, a defensive back, to Denver for three draft choices. The Giants have been trying to unload Haynes since last summer when the two-time All-Pro refused to report to camp. The Giants got second and sixth round picks this year, a second round pick for Haynes next year. More sports coming up.
Dependable. That's Metro Sales.
Personal.
That's Metro Sales. And that's the Metro Matter.
It seems the smarter most copiers get, the harder they are to understand. Not Ricoh's new 5010. It's the only copier with a built-in memory. Ricoh designed it so you set up complicated copy jobs once and repeat them with a touch of a button. That's smart. That's Ricoh. Only from Metro. It even makes your buying decision simple. Ricoh made it modular so you can start small and add on anytime you want. 32 different ways. Ricoh. The Ricoh copier that cuts through the confusion. Call Metro today.
Business machines and service in the Metro Matter from Metro Sales.
The Twins are in New York tonight, opening a six-game Eastern swing. They play the Yankees. John Butcher pitches against left-hander Ron Guidry, who's already 3-0 for New York. 6:15 is airtime for the broadcast on CCO. On the ice tonight, Hartford and Montreal battle in Canada for the right to meet the Rangers in the Stanley Cup semifinals. The best-of-seven set is tied at 3-all. And in pro basketball, Philadelphia opens its best-of-seven Eastern Conference semifinal in Milwaukee tonight. The other semifinal in the East is in Boston. The Celts lead Atlanta 1-0. As for the West semifinals, Denver plays Houston. The Rockets lead 1-0. At 6:05, we'll hear from Gerald Robinson and from Gary Zimmerman, Viking acquirees today.
All right, we have traffic now with Dean Spratt, helped out by the Vector One Traffic Network and brought your way right now by Dino.
A second accident, 35W southbound, and again, it's at 94th Street. The State Patrol on the scene. Again, no injuries, and there is no hope for 35W between Bloomington and Burnsville this afternoon. Construction tonight, 494 eastbound, Lindale to 24th Avenue. They will be in the left lanes, and they will be dealing with that from starting about 9 o'clock till 6 in the morning.
Okay, we're going to do the contest right now, see if we can't come up with a winner. Helen Newbert, 2241 Pierce Street, Northeast in Minneapolis, has 8 minutes and 30 seconds to phone 332-7600 and win a pair of tickets to the Twins-Boston Red Sox game May 30th. Dinner for two at one of the Radisson hotels, including Sophia's, at the Radisson Metrodome, and $20 of gasoline from Amoco. That's Helen Newbert of Minneapolis, who should phone us on Cannon right now at 332-7600. 527, 67 degrees, going to 65 tomorrow with some rain in the morning, clearing in the afternoon. And then a nice day on Thursday, 66 for the high. When we had this gorgeous 70-degree weather today, you start thinking about boating. I hope so. Let's think Crosstown Marine right now. They have the Sea Rays, the best value in boats. I'd like to talk about that now. Finest in styling, gang. Best in quality and performance, and Crosstown Marine has them exclusively. The Sea Ray is the number one boat that is sold in the U.S. of A. And Crosstown right now has the broadest inventory in stock in town. 17-foot, 18-foot, and 20-foot open bows. 23-foot, 25-foot, 27-foot cuddy cabin styles. They have 25-foot, 26-foot, 27-foot, 30-foot, and 34-foot mid-cabins. Barry Wold and the Minions have priced them for sale right now. Your best buy in boats today is right there at Crosstown Marine. You can buy a Sea Ray with confidence. You will get styling, attention to detail, super finishing, top performance. They're all terrific values. All boats feature MerCruiser IOs. Three locations for Crosstown Marine: White Bear Lake, Rogers, and St. Louis Park. Open tonight till 9. Check them out. Go on into Crosstown Marine. Get a deal of a lifetime tonight. You're going to work with Cannon on CCO at 67 degrees at 5:28.
Point of law.
Most of us would have little trouble defining a nuisance. But when does this sort of unpleasantness become a legal nuisance? That was the question in the case of the unsympathetic service station. Today's point of law.
Brought to you by your Twin City Oldsmobile dealers, now featuring 6.9% financing on most 1986 models.
And now today's point of law. Ms. Olivia Daggert had resided in the fine old Gothic house on State Street for almost half a century, and during that time had developed one of the finest rose gardens in the whole of Buckhorn County. That she possessed a green thumb was not to be denied. But Miss Olivia relied more on something else, a keen sense of smell. She maintained that she could tell by the aroma of a rose whether it was healthy or ailing and in need of treatment. Now, since she had won first prize at the annual garden show so often that the award was now almost automatic, even the most skeptical were forced to admit that Miss Olivia certainly must have a nose for a rose. And so every morning, weather permitting, Miss Olivia walked in her garden and sniffed. And then the trouble began. One Edmund Waterby built a gas station on a vacant lot nearby. Twice a week, the trucks came in to fill his tanks, and the unmistakable odor of gasoline drifted across Miss Olivia's rose garden. Waving a pair of pruning shears under Mr. Waterby's nose, Miss Olivia protested vigorously.
You just have to stop filling the neighborhood with that gasoline smell, do you hear? The fumes cling to my bushes for hours. It's disgusting. Makes me positively sick.
Mr. Waterby managed a thin smile. Well, I'm terribly sorry, Miss Olivia. There's bound to be some vapor when we fill the tanks, but it's only for a few minutes, twice a week. Miss Olivia thrust her jaw out defiantly.
Gas fumes aren't good for roses, or people either. Now, you just better do something about this, Mr. Waterby, or I'll see my lawyer.
2 weeks later, a suit was filed against Ed Waterby, asking the court for an order stopping the gas fumes, claiming them a nuisance. Miss Olivia's lawyer told the court, "This service station is an unreasonable interference with my client's use and enjoyment of her garden. Mr. Walter B. should be ordered to fill the tanks in such a manner that gas fumes are not carried over to her property." Counsel for Ed Waterby stated,
There's no practical method for stopping the fumes further. The station is operated in a proper manner and in a proper business zone. It complies with every rule and regulation.
What should be done in the matter of the unsympathetic service station? Well, you'll learn the court's decision and today's point of law in just a moment.
There is a special feeling in Oldsmobile, so come enjoy the drive at your Twin City Olds 5.
Hey, Twin Cities, it's springtime. Time to get into shape. And now's the time to get ready to acquire some new moves from Oldsmobile, too. Great new moves on the all-new Delta 88, restyled with a look you want, even front-wheel drive. This beauty rivals any imported domestic on the market today. Besides a great selection waiting for you at the Twin Cities Olds dealers, you'll find great financing. 6.9% financing from GMAC. 6.9 annual percentage rate financing on the all-new Olds Delta 88 sedan and coupe. The lowest GMAC financing rate ever at Jim Loopy and Olds Golden Valley. Recline Royal Olds St. Paul, Bob Ryan Olds Brooklyn Center, Klein Olds in Roseville, and Wally McCarthy Olds in Richfield. Low 6.9 annual percentage rate financing and Delta 88.
So come enjoy the drive at your Twin City Olds 5.
You'll find hundreds of new Delta 88s in stock now and thousands of new Oldsmobiles with special financing at your Twin Cities Olds dealers.
May a landowner prevent a gas station from operating as a nuisance because of unpleasant fumes? In the case of the unsympathetic gas station, a Georgia court said, a legal nuisance exists only where there is some substantial interference with a person's use and enjoyment of his property. This interference must be unreasonable and greater than he ought to bear under the circumstances. In this case, it doesn't seem that Ms. Olivia's injuries are very serious or very frequent, so the station will not be ordered to stop operating, and the case is dismissed. In this Georgia situation, it's a point of law. A wife walks out on her cantankerous husband, but is induced to return to him under terms set forth in a curious contract. In the case of the bitter bargain, our next point of law. Stay tuned now for the business news and then more canon on Real Radio. WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
WCCO.
Got a note from Otto Nagley. He says, you talk about the Iron Range psyche. What is this all about? Well, we Iron Rangers think differently than others. Let me give you this example. I was at the University of Minnesota. I was rooming with this guy, P.I. Murphy. Came home one day from class. P.I. was jumping into his car. He says, where are you going in such a hurry, P.I.? He says, I'm going to the airport. He says, my father is coming in from Eveleth next week. I said, if he's coming next week, what the heck's your hurry to get to the airport today? He says, Cannon shows how dumb you are. Who knows if I'll have time to pick him up next week.
Good evening. This is Dick Chapman with the business news brought to you by Piper, Jaffray, and Hopwood, your full-service investment firm serving CCL and investors since 1895. Wall Street took a pretty good setback today. The all-stocks index was down 1.41. Losers led gainers almost 3-1. Volume 148,770,000 shares. Standard & Poor's industrial averages down 2.75. Here are the Dow Jones closings. Industrials at 1825.89. Down today 17.86. Transportations were down 7.85. Utilities down 2.93. In a moment, we'll hear from Registered Representative Jim Lukinich.
Some people laugh at my 29 Model A. Let them. I drive it on regular gas, get a discount for paying cash at the station. Around here, I'm famous for saving money. So folks think I invest through a discounter, too. They're wrong. Truth is, my stockbroker's John Walker at Piper Jaffray. He understands me and uses all Piper's resources to help me choose what to buy, when to sell, too. John's understanding doesn't really cost. It pays. I'm going to have to trade this little beauty, though. It's just too small to pull my new cabin cruiser.
Want to meet a stockbroker who will understand you? See Kent Stanham at Piper or call him at 439-7000. Understanding you comes first at Piper, Jaffray, and Hopwood and Stanham. Now we go to the Bloomington office of PJ&H and Registered Representative Jim Lukinich.
Good evening, Dick. Stock prices retreated in active trading as technology issues that have bolstered the market in recent sessions ran out of steam. The blue chip indicator held double-digit losses for much of the afternoon, bottoming out with a deficit of more than 23 points before recovering slightly at the close. The Dow utility indicator slumped 2.93 to 182.65. It was down more than 5 points at mid-afternoon, an apparent reaction to the news of a major nuclear accident at a power plant in the Soviet Union spurred some heavy selling of utility issues. The most active stock today was AT&T at 25.75, up a quarter on 2,635,000 shares, followed by Mayanville Corp at 2.625, down 3/8 on 1,809,000 shares, and Ranger Oil Limited at 3.625, down 1/8 on 1,721,000 shares. The NASDAQ Composite Index closed at 389.18, off 2.25. Some typical closing prices are Apache Petroleum at 13.25, up 1/8. BMC Industries at 4.5, up 1/8. Cray Research at 82.625, off 1.625. Diversified Energies at 24.75, unchanged. Jelco at 19.875, off 3/8. Hormel at 29.875, down 1/2. Justin's at 30.875, up 7/8. Lamar at 12.625, off 1/4. Medtronic at 66.5, off 1/2. Republic Airlines at 15.5, up 1/8. 3M at 105.75, off 1/2. Valspar 39.25, down 1/2. A&M Foods at 13.8, off 1/8. Apogee at 18.25, off 1/8. Cipro at 6.375, up 1/4. Coma at 23.25, up 3.25. Dycomet at 4, up 1/4. Econ Labs at 49, off 1/4. MTS at 29.5, unchanged. Osmonics at 14.5, off 1/4. Pantera 30, up 1/4. St. Paul Companies at 97.75, up 1/2. TSI Incorporated at 10.25, up 1/2. United Healthcare, off 3/4 at 13.75. And Webb at 12.25, down 1/4. This is Jim Lukinich, speaking to you from Piper Jaffray and Hopwood. Understanding you comes first.
22 minutes to 6 on the Cannon Mess at WCCO. We're at 67 degrees. Tomorrow's high will be 65. Rain in the morning. We'll have some sunshine in the afternoon. If you were your car, say, a front-wheel drive car, your life would really be different. I mean, you wouldn't have knee joints, you wouldn't have ankle joints, but you would have something called CV joints. One day, you'd be cruising around a curve on Kenwood Parkway and you'd hear a clicking or clunking from your front end and it would tell you that your CV joints were about to wear out. That's when, if you were a smart car, you'd get yourself over to Car X, the car experts. Your Car X man can check those noisy CV joints, get them working right again before they bring you to a grinding halt. So when clicking or clunking Unturned says your CV joints are taking a turn for the worse. Go where your car would go. Car-X. Because Car-X doesn't just fix your car. Car-X cares. And now Car-X's top-of-the-line gas radio shocks are on sale for only $84.90 for a set of four. Car-X best gas shock at your local Twin Cities Car-X shop. When he was running for governor of California in 1986, Ronnie Reagan argued against protecting additional tracts of redwoods by saying, and I quote, "A tree is a tree." Earlier this month, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a resolution urging the U.S. Congress to rename the 654,000 acres Angeles National Forest the Reagan National Forest. The measure sponsor, Supervisor Pete Sherbaram, cited the president's special love for the outdoors. The resolution was immediately criticized by environmentalists. Sierra Club Southern California Representative Bob Hadoy told the Los Angeles Herald Examiner, quote, "This administration has cut back the Forest Service budget and has promoted harmful environmental policies." He added, "Naming a national forest after Ronald Reagan is like naming a daycare center after W.C. Fields." Not a bad line. Here comes the sun with golden savings for you in next Sunday's Minneapolis trip in St. Paul Pioneer Press. Discover coupons worth $2 on Royal Oak Charcoal or Royal Oak Plus, Durkee Green or Ripe Olives, Pine Sol Liquid Cleaner, Leyen Perrins Worcestershire or Steak Sauce, Schwartau Preserves, and new honey and nut toasty O's. Save $2 on these coupons and the special supplement next Sunday's trip in Pioneer Press. Products represented by Tom Fleming and Associates. We're going to have a special report 4 minutes now on the nuclear disaster in the Soviet Union.
This is a CBS News special report, Disaster in the Ukraine. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News. Disaster is the word Radio Moscow used for the first time today in describing the accident at the Soviet nuclear power station near Chernobyl, 60 miles north of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev.
The disaster was the first one at Soviet nuclear power plants in more than 30 years.
All day, the Soviet media's references to the incident were cryptic. The story was downplayed, buried 8 minutes into the evening television news after stories about textiles and spring planting. Another broadcast by Radio Moscow made brief reference to casualties and the impact of the disaster.
Two people died in the accident. Emergency measures have been taken to eliminate the aftermath of the accident. Radiation at the plant and in nearby areas has fallen off.
That cool treatment, as if to indicate that everything's under control, is contradicted by U.S. officials. Sources say that U.S. spy satellite photography reveals that there was a meltdown Saturday at one of Chernobyl's four reactors, a meltdown accompanied by a chemical explosion and a fire that continues to burn out of control. Some U.S. officials believe the fire may be so hot and radioactive that no one can get within several miles of the site. United Press International, quoting a woman who has contact with emergency medical authorities in Kiev, reports that as many as 2,000 people may have been killed. By coincidence, this was the day that direct flights between the Soviet Union and the United States resumed after a 5-year lapse. And when an Aeroflot airliner arrived at Dulles Airport outside Washington, all questions were about the nuclear accident. Hampton Pearson reports.
Russian passengers said they knew very little about the accident. A high-ranking Soviet aviation official challenged claims that the death toll may top 2,000. Civil Aviation Deputy Chief Mikhail Timofeyev said the number of dead and injured is less than 100. On Capitol Hill, arms control expert Kenneth Edelman told Congress Soviet claims of only two deaths were preposterous. Hampton Pearson, CBS News, Washington.
Newsman Gary Fetcher in Moscow has been monitoring developments all day, and he reports that information has been sparse and open to interpretation.
TASS, the Soviet news agency, said that the situation has been stabilized with regard to radiation levels, but it didn't say at what level. It could be stabilized at a very high level, meaning that radiation could still be escaping into the atmosphere. We also know that the Soviets have asked, through official channels, for assistance from both the Swedes and the West Germans as to technical advice on how to contain a fire within the core of a nuclear reactor.
There is nothing clear at this point as to how many people may have been evacuated from the surrounding area.
Nothing clear. We heard earlier reports from West German engineers who were working at a construction site near Kiev that they had been told that a 30-kilometer radius around the plant had been declared a security zone. That would indicate perhaps that this is the area roughly affected by the evacuation notice. Unofficial Western estimates here in Moscow are that 50,000 people live within that area.
Indications we have here, Gary, are that the city of Kiev itself is relatively calm and functioning normally. Is that your impression?
The few phone calls that we have been able to get through to Kiev have indicated that there is no panic, that there is no widespread alarm, that the city is going on much as usual. However, there is something that's puzzling about all this. That is that the official Soviet maps of the region show that Chernobyl is located on a reservoir which supplies drinking water for the city of Kiev. We have unofficial reports here in Moscow that the drinking water for the city of Kiev, a city of 3.5 million people, has been contaminated and is no longer safe to drink. However, that has not been officially confirmed. There are some reports indicating that the water is still running in Kiev, which could be an unusual move if, in fact, it had been contaminated.
Gary Thatcher in Moscow. Understandably, the Soviet Union's neighbors to the west are watching the situation very carefully. We have two reports, beginning with Elizabeth Gillette in Warsaw.
Polls are worried tonight that the government is taking steps to try to minimize public health hazards of radioactive contamination. People have been warned not to drink milk from grass-fed cows and to wash all vegetables carefully to remove radioactive particles. Officials have not disclosed the levels of radiation measured over Poland, but they say it can be especially harmful to children and pregnant women. In parts of the country, health authorities are giving children iodine tablets as a precaution. Elizabeth Gillette for CBS News, Warsaw.
This is George Wood in Stockholm. The authorities here now say that radiation levels have dropped significantly since last night. According to the Swedish National Institute for Radiation Protection, there was up to 100 times the normal average radiation here yesterday. It's now down to about twice the normal condition. The Swedish authorities say these levels are far below the danger zone, and there's no need for Swedes to take special precautions. The situation is worse in northern Finland. The authorities there have told local residents to avoid using rainwater. George Wood for CBS News, Stockholm.
And that's a special report on the nuclear disaster in the Soviet Union. This is CCO at a quarter of six. Our temperature reading is now 67 degrees.
Simmons, what is this on my desk?
Your coloring book, sir.
Not that, this.
Oh, a telephone.
Wrong. It's a lemon, which hasn't worked properly from the day it was your idea to buy the whole lemon system.
Buying the lemon wasn't my idea, sir.
It wasn't?
No, sir. I suggested we get an AT&T phone system with AT&T's new push-button savings plan. We'd get quality and savings up to 20%.
You did?
Buying the lemon was Roger's idea.
Was not. I said call AT&T Small Business Connection at 1-800-247-7000 and ask about AT&T's push-button savings plan.
You did?
I said AT&T would work with us to choose various financing options.
That's right, sir. He said that. He did.
It's Miss Goodley's fault.
Miss Goodley, step in here quickly. Thank you for being so quick.
Yeah.
Why did you...
Oh, contrary. I said go with AT&T's new push-button savings plan.
Well, some jerko told us to buy this lemon, and I'll thank you very much to tell me who.
It was you, sir.
Thank you very much, dismissed. I have some serious coloring to do here.
Find out about AT&T's new push-button savings plan from the Small Business Connection. Call 1-800-247-7000. That's 1-800-247-7000.
Oh,
AT&T. The right choice.
Sorry about that. I want to tell you about a very unhappy circumstance for a boxer named Diamond Jim McDonald. He went to Las Vegas, and he fought, and he got knocked out. Okay, that isn't bad enough. It was the second loss of his professional career. Now he gets $6,000 for that fight. Puts it in his pocket in Las Vegas, goes into the casino, and he got a check, and he cashed the check, got his $6,000 in the casino in the Stardust Hotel. Now he leaves, goes into the hotel parking lot to get his car. Gunman stops him. He even told me what pocket to reach into, said Diamond Jim McDonald. He didn't ask for my wallet. When I saw he was serious, I threw him the money, and he ran away. He says, I wasn't about to chase him. I lost the fight. I lost the $6,000 I got for losing the fight. The Twins are in New York to play the Yankees tonight. We have Ray Miller, the skipper, with us. You're on, Ray.
Thanks, Steve. Hi, everybody. Well, here we are in the Big Apple, New York City. You know, I've been coming to this place for 9 years now, and I wouldn't trade one square block of the Twin Cities for the whole thing. LeBron Zoo, that's really what it is. They also have the house that Ruth built, which became the house that George bought a few years back. And I really get upset when they try to sell you that Yankee pride stuff. The players here simply try to live up to their dollar signs, and if things don't go right, it's always somebody else's fault. Speaking of faults, I was a little upset at the words Reggie Jackson used in our papers yesterday. First of all, to use the phrase color boy is extremely prejudiced, and to insinuate that the color of the skin would even enter into my mind, well, that really upsets me. The day that I hear a good scouting report on a player and ask what color he is will be the day I leave this game. As far as the New York Yankees go, we're going to try stall tactics on their two top players, Ricky Henderson and Don Mattingly. Both have a habit of waiting on the on-deck circle till their names are announced. Then they spend their spotlight time showing the world who they are. It's sort of like, you wait on me out there. Last year we did wait, and once they were ready to hit, we would walk off the mound and then finally get back, only to shake our heads four or five times before pitching each pitch. This slows the game down, but it did frustrate them and keeps them off the base. And if it does, it's well worth the while. Ron Guidry is a pitcher for them tonight, their ace pitcher. He beat us four times last year, all in close games. I want him, and so does the team. And it'll all be here, live, from Yankee Stadium on WCCO, tonight at 6:35. Straight from the skipper, this is Ray Miller.
Ray is brought your way by GMC Trucks.
There are all kinds of trucks from all kinds of dealers. But what you need is a truck you can live with from a dealer you can deal with. And that's a GMC truck from your GMC truck dealer in the Twin Cities area. The kinds of trucks that say quality every time you turn the key and start them up. Full-size Suburbans and pickups, vans, mini Jimmies, even conversions. Two or four-wheel drive, we've got them all. All good-looking, hard-working, fun-loving GMC trucks. Who builds them? General Motors Corporation. So head for your GMC truck dealer in the Twin Cities area and get a truck you can live with from a dealer you can deal with. Ray Miller of the Minnesota Twins drives a GMC truck. Hey, Ray, what do you say?
My GMC truck is real easy to live with, and so am I. It's a great way to get around Minnesota. So head for your GMC truck dealer in Bloomington, Peterson GMC.
That's the skipper of the Minnesota Twins, Ray Miller. This is the Cannon Mess. It's 9 minutes now to six, and the temp is 67 of the 20 cities. Bobby Valentine manages the Texas Rangers. Managing them probably would be the ultimate challenge to most people. But Bobby Valentine's not the kind of guy that shies away from a challenge. Take the time when he was a student at Southern California. He won the national championship for eating pancakes. Bobby Valentine said, "We ate 124 pancakes in a half hour. My partner ate only 14. She was a girl." At that pace, Valentine had to consume a pancake every 16 seconds. Bobby says they were small, 3 or 4 inches in diameter. It's an impressive performance nonetheless. But Bobby Valentine went in with a game plan when he went in to eat those pancakes. He says, "I knew syrup would bloat my stomach, so I dunked them in water so they'd slide down my throat."
Good coverage at a good price. That's what makes State Farm Hospital Income Insurance so popular with Minnesota families. When you're hospitalized, extra expenses pile up. State Farm Hospital Income Insurance provides money to help meet those extra expenses. It can supplement your other medical insurance for costs not covered. For personal health insurance the State Farm way, check the yellow pages and call the State Farm agent nearest you in the Twin Cities and surrounding areas. That's State Farm.
Let's do a little traffic report with Uncle Dino.
Okay, Steve, all the accidents all finally cleared up and traffic beginning to loosen up 35W towards Burnsville, beginning to move along reasonably well again. Cedar Avenue has been heavy this afternoon, 169 heavy as well, and the tracks open tomorrow, and we've had indications of very heavy traffic on 169 in the afternoons that the track has been open southbound. Word from Scott County, at least another 2 weeks, the river on the rise again after the weekend's rain, and construction tonight, 494. It's eastbound Lindale to 24th Avenue, left lane.
All right. Well, Ma, what did your mother do? Did she work at all?
Yes, she did. She was a hairdresser, and the men used to say this about me. They said she was only a hairdresser's daughter, but boy, could she sure tease.
You're not a cop, and Dodge announces a new holiday. It's not New Year's or Flag Day or even Thanksgiving. It's Wild Wednesday.
For 13 straight hours, starting at 8 a.m. Wednesday, April 30th, Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge will take their volume advantage discounts to the limit.
Wild!
150 Omnis at one-day prices with free transmission packages valued at up to $500 and 6.8 annual percentage rate financing for up to 60 months.
Wednesday.
60 low-mileage 1986 Caravans at savings of up to $2,000.
Wild!
6.8% financing or rebates to $1,000 on 50 full-size vans, Ram Chargers, Sport Wagons, and even conversion.
Wednesday.
And last day, double rebates of up to $2,000 on Daytonas, Lancers, and Aries Ks.
Hopkins Dodge always has low-volume advantage prices, but on Wild Wednesday, holiday, they'll be even lower.
It's not a national holiday yet, but we're working on it. One day only. Wild Wednesday, April 30th at Hopkins Dodge. Highway 7, 1 mile east of 494.
The coach of the Gopher football team is John Gutekunst. He's sponsored by Federated Insurance, Midwest Federal, and your Twin City Cadillac dealers. Now let's get to this foist.
For your Twin Cities Cadillac dealers, this is Ray Christensen. Have you taken a good look at the 1986 Cimarron? The opposition has, and they can't figure out how Cadillac built a sports luxury car priced at around $13,000. And with optional V6 power, it out-accelerates the Audi 4000 Quattro. A new sensation in performance. The 1986 Cadillac Cimarron. Waiting for you now at Anderson Cadillac Golden Valley, Long Cadillac Roseville, Key Cadillac Edina.
John Gutekunst, this Saturday night, the big spring game at the Metrodome. First of all, you had the senior draft. How did that go?
Well, St. Paul had the first pick in the senior draft, and they took Ray Hitchcock, the outstanding center. He's probably one of the top two or three in the country. And then Sunday night, the seniors and their coaches came in, and we drafted the underclassmen. Minneapolis had the first pick there and took Alan Holt, the quarterback, out of Miami, Florida. So they separated the center quarterback. Got to be strong down the middle, Sid.
Think the teams are pretty evenly matched?
I think so, from looking at it. The starters are pretty well divided up, and the main thing I try to do is make sure that the young men who have competed all spring get a fair opportunity to show what they can do as far as playing time goes. And everybody will be required to play five plays except the specialists. And so you'll get to see like a Jason Bruce and Tony Reed, who have had outstanding springs at wide receiver. Jason will be on Team Minneapolis, and Tony will be on St. Paul behind Gary Couch. But they'll get some, a chance to play and show what they can do.
Marf and John Gutekunst, right after this word.
Nobody dreamed a bulk oil plant would still be insured 7 years after it had been sold. Except Federated. Because nobody gives you the right report, a systematic analysis of your total business insurance needs. Except Federated. Start getting things done right for your business. Federated Insurance. We write it right.
John Gutekunst, what about the coaches Saturday night? How you got them lined up?
See, the head coach for Team Minneapolis is Larry Beckish, the offensive coordinator, and the head coach for St. Paul is John Palermo, the defensive line coach. With St. Paul, Jim Huber, the offensive line coach, Jim Strong, the offensive backfield coach, Bob Brody, the strength coach, Bishop Harris, the outside linebackers, George Wehmeyer with the tight ends, Bobby Allen, who's a grad assistant with the secondary, and Tom Rutledge, who is the head trainer for football. With Minneapolis, Team Minneapolis, Booker Brooks, who coaches our wide receivers, Billy Miller, our secondary coach, Dick Biddle, coaches the inside linebackers, Les Boyum, who is graduate assistant, works with the running backs, Mike Pendino, graduate assistant with the offensive line, and Dave Steckel, graduate assistant with the defensive line, and their trainer is Keith Jones. Vince O'Crew and I are the spectators.
Team pretty healthy for this scrimmage?
Well, we've got some younger kids that may not be able to participate. Brian Seuss and John Leverins at linebacker. Leverins with an ankle and Seuss with a shoulder. May not be ready by Saturday. Steve Thompson had that concussion, and we may hold him out of the scrimmage on Saturday night also. But other than that, we're pretty well set. The other young player that we've lost with an ankle in our last scrimmage was Landon Haggard, and he's going to be fine, but I don't know if he'll be ready to play by Saturday.
John Gutekunst, University of Minnesota football coach, talking about the big spring game Saturday night at the Metrodome. This is Sid Hartman.
Sidney, you're wonderful. Incidentally, your Federated representative in Worthington is Dennis Colander. In New Hope, contact Les Melby. It's a minute to six on CC&O, 67 degrees.
Hey, Borden Erickson, guess what Midwest Federal just opened?
Another office?
A gift shop.
They didn't open a gift shop.
Yeah.
That's just a catchy name for their latest collection of gifts for savers, gift shop. Right now, make a qualifying deposit
And it's like shopping at a fine downtown boutique.
Are you sure?
You bet I'm sure, because at Midwest Federal, your choice of a name brand or fine quality item is free or specially valued. Now, what other gift shop would or could say that?
Wow!
Only Midwest Federal's gift shop can make that offer.
So, in other words, Boone and Erickson, the next time my lovey asks me to go shopping, I'll just take her along to Midwest Federal and let her browse through the gift shop while I make a deposit.
Uh-huh.
And she finds something to buy in every store we've been in, so she'll get whatever she wants free or very specially valued.
Very good. I think you've got it. Midwest Federal's gift shop. Looks like gift shoppy. Another reason you'll want to get growing at Midwest Federal. Come in soon and see what's in the gift shop for you.
Let's get some weather on CCO on Cannon. Here's Mike Lynch.
Yes, Steve, some low pressure moving in. We will see some showers and thunderstorms tonight. Most of the showers, though, early this evening are going to be on the light side. And then later on tonight, as the system moves a little bit deeper in, showers and thunderstorms could get a little bit heavier. And then tomorrow looks like showers and thunderstorms lingering across eastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin during the morning hours. We will see some partial clearing in the afternoon. And it's also going to turn a little bit on the windy side. And with the windy conditions, just a little bit cooler than today. Highs tomorrow across most of the area in the low to mid-60s. For the Twin Cities, we'll have some sprinkles this evening, some heavier showers and thunderstorms later on tonight, and some more of those showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Some clearing, though, tomorrow afternoon. Our low tonight about 53, high tomorrow about 65, then clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night and Thursday, low tomorrow night right around 43, and the high Thursday near 66. Those winds, southeast 10 to 20 tonight, and north to northwest 10 to 25 for tomorrow. Right now in the Twin Cities, barometer 29.84 inches steady, south wind 7 miles an hour. It's cloudy, a few sprinkles here and there, and 67 degrees.
All right, I got a letter from Mrs. J.R. of Wyzetta, the only person who writes me any frequency whatsoever. She says, Cannon, you can always tell if a politician is telling the truth or not. If his lips are moving, he's lying.
If you're a senior citizen interested in how you can continue to lead an active, healthy, and productive life, here's good news. A week-long series of seminars on topics of interest to seniors will start May 3rd. It's entitled The Age of Independence and is being sponsored by Seniors Plus Health Plan, the specialists in senior care. It's free of charge and open to the public. Noted author Albert Myers will give practical advice on maintaining your independence. You'll enjoy an exciting performance by Theater 65, a group of senior actors, and free health tests will be available. The kickoff event is Saturday, May 3rd, 10 o'clock in the morning at Lutheran Brotherhood, downtown. The number to call for reservations and information is 623-8697. That's 623-8697. It's sponsored by Seniors Plus. Don't miss it.